All right. So as I said, Jonathan and Amy DeBries are missionaries, and they're sharing about their mission organization and what God's doing through them. So here's Jonathan. All right. Yes, so we're Jonathan and Amy as our introduction, yes. But who also wasn't introduced was our little son, Benaiah. He's 1.5 years old, not having a good time right now. He didn't get his morning nap. So, but then we also have one on the way, a little girl due in the end of August. But we've been living up in Alaska. I personally have been living up there for almost 7 years now, actually over 7 years now. And Amy for the last 4, that we've been married for 4 years. And we just really feel that God has called us to Alaska, Interact Ministries specifically. And I got to see how I can get this, fit this all into just 10 minutes. So, but anyways, one of the things with Interact is they are there to help address the spiritual need of Alaska. Right? When you think of Alaska, you don't really think of a spiritual need, though. What do you think of when you hear the term Alaska? Right? Moose. Oil. You think of cold. You think of mountains, glaciers. You think of all the exotic things, maybe. But what you don't hear a lot about, if anything at all, is all of the native village communities. Specifically the bush communities. When I say bush, that means off the road system. So, there are over 200 registered native villages in Alaska right now. And they're villages. They're not like the reservations we have down here in the Southwest. They're actual villages. It's still very much America, but they have their own leadership structure of their elder system. They have their own very much culture that is different than ours. And out of all these 200 villages, only a handful of them have a Christian influence. Hardly any of them have a missionary or even a church set up there. And if they do, it's usually there's a lot of Russian Orthodoxy influence and Catholicism and their animistic beliefs all combined into, it's a lot of syncretism. And so Interact was founded back in 1951 to help fill that need. So almost 70 years ago now. And their mission statement is to go into least reached people groups in Alaska, Canada, and Far East Russia to make disciples who are making disciples who gather together. Church planting, essentially. But it starts with building relationships and making disciples. And that's what Interact is all about. Now, right now, Interact is in a good position and a bad position to put more missionaries into the field. Now, let me explain that. They're in a good position because right now, there's a lot of need. And there are actually 7 different areas in Alaska that are requesting a missionary from Interact specifically. That's awesome. That's what a need. They're not in a good position right now because they don't have a good support structure for their missionaries that are out there. When I say that, I'm not talking about money and stuff. I'm talking about boots on the ground support. Because right now it would be taking a nice new couple that wants to get involved in village ministry and send them out there and say, good luck. I hope you do well. We'll mentor you over the phone. And that's about it. And so a lot of missionaries over the past several years have burned out. It's very hard living out there, very remote. You're living way off the road system. And so there's going to be several things that we're going to be doing with Interact. One of the big ones that I'm going to be doing is heading up their aviation program. Because only 10% of Alaska is accessible by road. The rest of it, you need an airplane or a boat if you live on the coast, but still most people use airplanes. And to have your own airplane is huge. You can get around with the commercial flying services, but it's very, very expensive. And so I'm going to be heading up an airplane for Interact to make it a little bit lower cost to get around the bush. And then we'll be flying a lot of missionaries, a lot of supplies around, trying to help the ministry, help people who are struggling out there. We're going to be stationed in Anchorage, the biggest city in Alaska, 350,000 people. But that's half the population of the state. There's only 700,000 people that live in Alaska. So Interact needs some, their headquarters is an hour drive north up in Palmer, but they need somebody to be in Anchorage to be the go-to people, to be the point person that will come pick up people from the airport, that will house people that are needing a place to stay, a missionary specifically, and some people to go, gather up groceries and all the supplies needed to get out to the bush, because a lot of these people can't come in all the time. You can't come in once a month. It's ridiculously expensive. So they send us all their orders of all the supplies they need. We gather it up and get it out to them. So we'll be doing a lot of hospitality in town. But then we'll also get to continue serving with our church in Anchorage, Sunrise Community Church, which I've been very plugged in with for the last 7 years or so, doing a lot of ministry. I wish I could tell you more about it right now, but I don't have all the time. But we have a big ministry there to where we're at in Anchorage is a very poor neighborhood. There's a lot of crime and a lot of homelessness. And so we have a huge ministry of bringing people off the street and getting the gospel into their ears. And I'd love to tell you more about it. But we were afraid God was going to call us away to somewhere else and we'd have to move away from our church. And that was going to be heartbreaking to us. But God has called us right to where we were. And so we'll be continuing to serve with that church as well. But ultimately our job is going to be coming alongside a missionary and saying, we want you to be more efficient in your ministry. How can we help? I came to that statement after talking to one of Interact's missionaries. His name was John Tran. He lived out in the village of Ruby, way out on the Yukon River, about 300 miles off the road system. It's a long ways. No roads. You got to cross two major mountain ranges, one of them being where Denali is, the 20,000-foot peak, tallest one in North America. And so weather is always a challenge getting out there. It's always changing. It's difficult. So they were very isolated is where I'm getting with that. Him, his wife, and three kids, elementary age, were all living in this village of Ruby to minister to the natives there. And he was in town for a week, and I was talking with him, sharing what our heart was, what we wanted to do in ministry, and how could this help? You know, and he turns to me and he says, Jonathan, he says, let me tell you what it's like out there. He goes, about 50% of our time is spent doing ministry. We got sermons to prepare, and Bible studies and kids programs, and said it's a lot of stuff. He said the other 50% of our time is spent on survival. He goes, weather conditions are harsh. The house is always needing to be repaired and they don't get quality material out there. He goes, food is ridiculously expensive because it all has to be flown in. So you're filling your freezer as much as you can. A lot of salmon in the summer, moose in the fall, anything else in between. He goes, wood is our primary source of heat. And it gets cold, like negative 40, negative 50 consistently in the wintertime. So we're chopping wood all year round. He goes, I've got a boat. I've got a four-wheeler, I have a snow machine, there's a snowmobile for you, and I've got a truck. And when one of those things breaks down or has a mechanical issue, he says, it stresses me out like none other, because I am not mechanically inclined. And he goes, when that happens, my ministry suffers, my family life suffers, and we just get super depressed. And that right there was an instant clue-in for me of how we could help. Because I love doing all those things. And a lot of times for missionaries to be efficient in their ministry, they need help with a lot of menial tasks or just tasks they're not specialized in. And especially for myself being the pilot, is I don't want to be seen as another flying service. Because what do those guys do? They bring you to your village, you land, you barely close the door on their plane, and they crank up and they're gone. Right? for me, when I take you to your village, I want to stay and help you onboard your house and get the water running and chop wood, whatever it takes, so that you are, when I leave, you are in a good place. Or if I'm bringing a load of supplies out, I want to be able to say to a missionary, hey, I want to give you this Sunday off. I'll do the message for you. You know, stuff like that is enormously encouraging to a missionary who is really alone in ministry and isolated in a culture that is not their own, and a culture that's probably never going to see them as their own. And so it can be very difficult. A lot of people can have burnout, but we want to be there to encourage them and to help them through a lot of the hard things that that are just a struggle for missionaries. So that is ultimately what we get to do with Interact. We'd love to share all, we have so many more stories that I can't share in 10 minutes. So we would love to get in contact with you if you want. We have a sign up there on our table. Make sure you check it out for our newsletter. You'll only receive newsletters from us. You won't receive any junk from anything else. We are currently on our big support raising trip, which I don't recommend during COVID, by the way. But God has been really merciful to us and has really shown himself faithful to us through these times, and it has been amazing. But we are trying to raise our monthly support as well. We're looking for people to partner with in ministry. Right now we're at 52% of our monthly need for Interact. So yeah, if the Lord is placing it on your heart to give, that would be amazing. But more so, we want to share what God is doing in Alaska with you than anything else. So, yeah, please stay and ask questions afterward. We don't have a big time constraint like he was saying. We could stay as long as you want. So, all right.
Well, thank you, Jonathan, for sharing. And as I was listening to them again, they've shared the expanded version of their involvement in missions with us, and you guys are more familiar with the district representative role that Village Missions has. And so what they will be doing in their organization in Alaska is going to very much resemble what our district representatives do with Village Missions. Basically, they will exist to encourage and equip the missionaries out in the field to function at the highest level. And not only is the harvest plentiful and the laborers few, but the laborers are getting burnt out and they're getting exhausted. And so roles like what Jonathan and Amy will be doing, like the district representatives will be doing, is important to missions. And so I was happy that they were going to be in the area and able to share. I would hope, of course, we're not in a position as a church to financially support, but even more so, we can support through prayer. And so that's something as a leadership that we would like to take these guys on. And should the Lord bless us to that enablement again someday, perhaps we will be able to financially get behind them. But so thanks, Jonathan, for sharing.